Now it's time for Teacher Talk, James's thoughts and insights into teaching international students.
I'm very happy to welcome to the show Mr. Max Bolotoff. He is the executive producer at Concept VR. That's Concept with a K. He helps to navigate his clients through the virtual reality world and all its possibilities. Welcome to the show, Max.
Thank you, James. It's good to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about Concept VR?
Absolutely. Concept VR is an immersive studio that specializes in 360 video and VR development. We are based out of New York City. We've been around since 2015 and have over 100 commercial pieces ranging from entertainment to training to education in the VR space.
Now, I know you also have some very big clients. Tell us who you've been working with.
A lot of different clients. Some of our New York-based clients that you might know is Disney Theatrical Group. We recently did a project with them for their new, for Aladdin, the musical.
Wow.
It was very fun to work with real professionals who get VR, because theater people really get VR. They understand that it's not a 16:9 kind of a video where they have to interact with the entire environment.
Yeah, they're actors, so I guess they understand that interactivity.
Yeah, because it's theater. It's not traditional film. So it was a pleasure working with people like that. Some of our other clients include big brands like Coca-Cola, as well as humanitarian organizations like World Vision. We do a lot of nonprofit work for them and their videos. But we're kind of all over the place. We like creating good content with meaningful stories in VR.
Now, how did you get into the virtual reality business?
I had a photography company before this that also dealt with immersive photography. We did virtual tours. And then late 2014, we kind of decided to take the direction into 360 video. And then I joined up with Concept VR and got into video production and been here ever since.
Now, I was doing a little homework and a little research before talking with you, Max. And virtualrealitymarketing.com lists 1,784 virtual reality studios in 72 countries. And that's up from just 99 studios when it was launched in 2015. That's some amazing growth. Now, is Concept VR a VR studio?
I would like to say yes. We're a studio in regard where we take our clients' ideas and help them understand why is it good to do this in VR, or maybe it's not worth it to do this idea in VR in particular. So we coach them through the creative consultation and then do everything from pre-production, production, post-production, and of course, distribution. So kind of an end-to-end package.
This kind of reminds me of the old days where we used to make corporate videos, and now you're making corporate VR videos.
Yeah, you could say that. A lot of our work is branded content, as we like to call it. You could say some of it is very corporate. A lot of it is less corporate. It's more humanitarian or more VR for good is a term that sometimes we like to use. This is when we try to apply VR for really good uses of the medium, not just for, to get a keyword in your press release, if you know what I mean.
Now let's switch over to our field, which is education. Where do you see the uses of VR being used in the education field?
Well, I think the biggest thing that comes to mind that lends itself very well to education, especially in schools, public schools or private schools, would be kind of learning geography and taking students right into the field rather than scheduling a classroom trip and making sure getting all the buses and all the chaperones together. I remember when I went to school and it was a whole big deal to go out to a museum. We would have to get all these approvals, and then finally we're in this Museum of Natural History exploring it for a day. imagine doing the same thing with this technology with a few headsets that people can take turns in the classroom. And you don't need 30 headsets for each kid in the classroom, because, you know, you're never going to go through, you know, each individual experience. But a few headsets will allow the teacher to take them to the safari or take them to the moon and really connect them and engage them in a way, you know, education should be taught, in my opinion. So that's kind of where I see it going immediately once the medium gets a little bit more grounded.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very great point. I mean, teachers, imagine, ESL teachers, imagine what you could do taking your students out on field trips every day. That would be an amazing experience. Now, can you talk to me a little bit about distribution? Because VR doesn't always necessarily mean that you have to wear the goggles, correct?
Yeah, I think my philosophy personally is a VR is a way of consuming the content, right? It is not a platform. It is not a medium, because what we specialize in is 360 video creation. So we create 360 videos by shooting the environment with a camera array or one camera in every direction. And then we edit it all together. We stitch all the footage. And then we could take that video and see it on a screen in a traditional 2D format, or we can upload it to YouTube or Facebook, and we can use our mouse to scroll around in every direction and kind of interact with the environment that way. Or we could take the same piece of content, put it in a headset environment, and what that does is splits the screen into two for each of one of your eyes, and that becomes virtual reality, where you don't see anything but the virtual world in front of you, if that makes sense.
So wait, let me get this straight. You're telling me that we can create a virtual world on YouTube right now?
That's correct. That's correct.
And has Concept VR done this?
Yes, we've teleported people to Cayman Islands when it was blizzarding in New York City. We've done things like that where our clients asked us to basically get them to very remote places where a viewer wouldn't regularly travel to. So that's the power of VR. I call it first steps into teleportation.
And have you done anything in the education field using this idea or concept?
We have had talks with a number of schools and organizations. The one that comes to mind is the most applicable one, I would say, is a project we did for Akron's Children's Hospital in Ohio. And the sponsor for this project ultimately was Goodyear Tires. But the interesting idea that the hospital had, our direct client, is to create a distracting driving video and teach kids in high school and all schools around Ohio about this problem that they're having and you know, what you should pay attention to. And things like that. So we flew out there and did a two-minute piece about the importance of paying attention while you're driving, and don't text and drive, and things like that. And don't let your friends kind of distract you while you're trying to drive. And I think that is the thing that I would mention here, my closest relation to doing something for education in particular. But it's a definitely a powerful piece that they're still using till this date for over a year now, I believe.
And is this video available on YouTube?
Yes, they created a landing page, and I'm happy to share that landing page with you guys. And there's a link to YouTube there as well that you can, you know, all you have to do is have a YouTube app on your phone, or you can watch it on your computer as well.
And you can control this world with your mouse or your finger.
Yeah, whatever you have at your disposal.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's a realistic kind of step forward for virtual reality. You know, I guess my concern is the expense, because the way I see it, VR is not quite there yet, but the goggles, you know, are very expensive.
Yes, the price of entry is a little tough for a lot of brands, and I would say in particularly our educational system. You know, I think private schools might have a better idea of how to raise funds for VR headsets and produce content for it, because there's two kind of pillars the way I see it. There's the content creation, and then there's the distribution. You need the headsets, obviously. So and all of these things cost money right now, and because the medium is developing, it's still pricey for some organizations. And I think that is the main reason why we haven't seen a lot of educational institutions jumping on this opportunity. But I hope we will in the near future.
Yeah, it's still very cost prohibitive for many schools. And, you know, the goggles I've seen on Facebook, the Oculus Rift going for $500, which is very expensive for many schools. Yet there are schools out there with green screen studios, and they use green screen. And so I wonder, what are the costs for like cameras and setting up that type of studio system for a school?
Well, some of the costs will almost be impossible to gauge right now, because one of the things that we have to do as a studio in the business since the beginning of VR, I would say, since VR BC, we have to create our own techniques and our own camera systems sometimes. So we take the existing software and we have to apply it to get the shot that our client wants, because guess what? Nobody has developed this yet. There are no YouTube tutorials on how to create a moving shot from a helicopter, you know, that does not have the helicopter in the shot. Just giving you an example. So at times we have to figure out how to do this. And I feel like for organizations like schools and other establishments, they wouldn't have the bandwidth to have a full R&D team to actually do that. So in a lot of ways, it makes sense to partner up with a company like ours who specializes in solving these issues for our clients.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about what is happening now in education and VR, but where do you see the next 5 to 10 years? Where is VR going?
I think this medium has a lot of potential, and as well as its sister medium, I would say, and AR, augmented reality. And I know you spoke a little bit about that in your previous podcast as well. And it is a very strong component to learning, I would say, because there's passive learning and there's, you know, active learning, right? It's something where you visually see something and your cortex indexes it better rather than just reading something, for instance. And I think there's studies actually proving that is something that we need to go into.
Absolutely. Students will remember more by doing. For example, if we're doing a restaurant practice in the class, if they're just reading it from a textbook, they're not going to remember it. But if they're out there doing it, and if they can do it in VR, that would help them to remember the vocabulary and the dialogues and the grammar.
So with that said, I think, you know, VR can have potential on evaluating teachers, for instance.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Right. So take it from another perspective, right? Not the pupil's perspective, but how do you hire teachers and get them to perform, let's say, a test classroom, right? Like a 20-minute session where they're being evaluated on if they're a good fit to the school, right? There's all these components where you have to get the kids together, you have to schedule it with the teacher, with all the kids. And then the most important component is, what if the kids are not really being, what if that teacher is not that good, right? Let's assume they're actually getting secondhand education, and it's causing them to, you know, miss out on a good lesson that could have been, right? So VR can show potential that we can supplement that with a whole system that has virtual pupils that will act and misbehave as needed for the teacher to act on them and really perform so they can be assessed.
Wow. Wow. That would really change what a job interview is all about. That really leads us down a whole new path that I don't think many of us have thought about. Now, is there anything that, any projects that you're working on now that you could tell us about?
We just wrapped up a project, an important project, I think, to me personally, for Aero Electronics. And this is a big company that does electronic parts for almost every big phone company in the world. And not a lot of people know about it, but Aero has a mandate to help humanity with technology. And they created this car that's called the SAM car, S-A-M, all caps. And what this car does is helps paraplegics drive with just their face, because obviously they don't have access to their limbs, some of them. And we filmed a 360 video piece where we follow a crew that helps Buddy, this naval pilot who basically got in a car crash 3-4 years back and became one of these people that used to be a Top Gun pilot, and now he can't really move anything but his face. And the SAM car allowed him to drive with just his face. All the motions and sensors inside the car allowed him to do that. So we told the story in VR and in 360 of how this technology is really helping humanity rather than just, you know, being used for entertainment purposes. So that's something we just launched, and I'm very proud of it. I'll make sure to share it with you. So you could share it with the viewers.
Wow, that is an amazing story, and I wish you success with that project. That's wonderful. Now, you know, one of the things that annoys me, and regular listeners to the James Rice Show know this, I hate it when teachers are banning mobile devices in the classroom. And it really bothers me. And France has banned it completely in their country's education system. And I talk to teachers, and their schools are trying to go no tech, which means no mobile devices in the school. So I wonder, what is your opinion about this?
Well, when I went to school, I think cell phones were just being introduced. This was late 90s. And we were just starting to bring our cell phones, and I think the academic community didn't know what to feel about them, right? They were like, oh, do we ban them? Do we not ban them? But then I think when mobile devices got to a certain point where they were more helpful than distracting, I think my view on it changed drastically. So long story short, I'm with you. I think technology can really help students be proactive and more engaging. But in my opinion, we should limit a certain amount of engagement with their phones, because nobody's going to, you know, stop them from texting at the same time that they're using this amazing app that really helps them to learn. So it's kind of a two-edged sword for me personally. I don't know how to solve it, but I do see the benefit of having tech in school.
Well, I think one of the key starting points for tech is making sure we have digital content available for teachers to use. Getting content is probably the biggest challenge for teachers. And whether it's digital textbooks like the Study It series that we've developed, or, you know, VR content, that is developing that content is important. Now, if a teacher's listening and they're saying, man, I would really like to get started on this VR world and experiment and learn and maybe try to bring some of this VR into my classroom, where would you direct them to go?
Well, there's not a lot of general VR applications that are designed for teachers at the moment, unfortunately. And a lot of the great concepts that I've been talking about is these behind closed doors ideas that we have passion for as content creators and as, you know, tech innovators. We understand where this can go, but if teachers want to go somewhere, I really can't tell you where exactly they need to go other than Google and the App Store and see if they can find something specific to their needs.
How about the new Facebook Spaces?
I've actually have not explored that, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've know of it. I know that Facebook is very bullish on VR and 360 video, but we tend to focus more on the live action 360 video part of it. I've not dabbled into, you know, social VR, as they call it.
Social VR. I like that. I like that terminology. There'll be education VR, social VR. Now, what do you think the timeline is when VR will become affordable for teachers and schools? Is it going to be 5 years? Is it going to be 10 years?
I think 5 years is a good marker.
Is that right?
5 years is when we'll have a virtual reality headset pretty much in every household, just as we have TVs now.
Wow, you think so? 5 years?
I think so, because at the moment, there's a lot of people that are already aware of this, and there's specific content for them that draws them in to buy these headsets. A lot of it, I'm not going to lie to you, is gaming. Super engaging, like, I want to be in this world. I don't want to just be a part of it. I want to be in it. And I think that is what's driving VR as a medium right now, not 360 video aspect of it. But what we're doing, the 360 video aspect of it, really helps tell stories and create empathy machines and create with these very innovative videos. So I think both are helping out. But I want to go back to something you said earlier when you said you tried an Oculus Rift or something like that, and you looked at it and it was about $500. Plus you need a computer, right? So Oculus, aka Facebook, launched a new device earlier this year called Oculus Go. This device is only $200 and it does not require a computer at all. So your price of entry is $200 and that's it. You do not need a mobile phone, like, you know, for Google Cardboard. The device comes already preloaded with content, with free stuff that you can explore. So actually, now that I think about it, teachers, this is their first thing that they can dabble in. If they can get their hands on Oculus Go, a headset, which is $200, and I'm sure they can get some budget approved for that for even one school, they can already be exploring some games, some interactive thing in the classroom for just $200 and nothing else needed.
Oculus Go, teachers, that's where we have to go.
No pun intended, yeah.
I think there may have been pun intended, but no, thank you so much, Max, for coming on to the show. This has been very, very informative.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me, James, and I enjoy your podcast, and hope my information will spark some new ideas in the educational world.
And that was Max Bolotoff from Concept VR, a company working with Disney to create Aladdin's virtual reality world. Very cool stuff. And Max is going to be sending along some of those YouTube videos and some other videos maybe to help you guys out, you teachers out, and see what's happening, see what's possible out there. So you'll be able to check our episode page on our website, www.thejamesriceshow.com. And I think it's episode 45, and you'll be able to see what Max has sent us. And you can share that maybe with your students and share it with your administration, share it with your head teachers and say, hey guys, look at what's happening out there in the world. And hopefully we'll get you guys all ed-teched up. And that's Teacher Talk for this week.
Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.